listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. And this is Roy Masters. And I'm obliged to ask you, please call me 800-866-8883. Monday through Friday, West Coast time. Thank you. And I am going to talk about something very, very, very delicate. And I viewed with a certain amount of horror of the Friday, or was it Saturday? I forget. I'm getting old, but it happened. 3 million women marching for their rights. So the question is, what is a right? Is it all right for pedophiles now to molest little kids? That is a right. And what do you say about that? It's their right. You can, the ladies that, if you can call them ladies, can kill their own kids in their womb or partly out. And that is a right. There's something wrong. But you see, to some people, right is wrong, and wrong is right. That's how you is. And if you can get enough people to think of wrong, which is wrong, but as right, and if you have enough of them, they'll vote themselves a dictator to support, to love them for what they are, and to reward them for allowing them to have pleasures, which is feels good but is evil. 800-866-8886. I've been tweeting lately, and I've done 4 or 5 a day. You might want to go to tweet. What was it called? Tweet? Or what's it called? Not when I tweet things. Producer, can you tell me what it is? What's the name of it? I'm asking what the name of the tweet is. What do they call it? Tweeting? No, but what's the name of it? Is it Twitter? That's what I was asking. Yes, you know, I'm not used to all this stuff, but I'm using it. I'm having a lot of fun with it. But I not only want a lot of fun with it, but I love to ask you who, those of you who have been marching, I am challenging anyone to call me and explain to me what your right is, or what right is. Is my right right, or is your wrong right? Because your wrong seems right to you. That's because you're emotional and you cannot see the horror that you are projecting as normal. Evil people hate innocence. You understand that? And so 3 million people marching for their rights. So, again, I ask, what is a right? Is such a thing as wrong as right? You ask Adolf Hitler. He understood. He turned it back to the front, and look what happened. Do you want that to happen to your country, you stupid, blinking idiots out there? I want you to call me. If you're one of them, ladies, if so you be, call me on my radio show. Now, be careful. If you're a man, don't bother. If you're a Marxist, behind that, because that's what's behind it. Marxism is ready, is supporting that, supporting the worst. And people love those who love them that way. And so then we have to question love, wouldn't we? The number is 800-866-8883. I am happy to hear, I will be happy to hear as long as you have a clean mouth and you can reason with me and answer my questions, I will answer yours. And you can call me if you dare, because I'll tear you up in little shreds and pieces where you wouldn't be able to come back again. But that is what I'm warning you, because I know how to deal with your kind. You are coming from a bad place and trying to manipulate and fake it as a right. And it's easy to do when you've been corrupted, and to do unto others what was done to you, and so on and so on and so on.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, God bless our new president. And I appreciate him. And there are those who don't, because he knows what's right and what is wrong, and he knows what right is and our rights. But there are people, and especially the ladies, if they be such, that 3 million of them, according to the if it's the truth, I'm not sure it's the truth, but according to what I've heard, are marching for their rights. Now, I'm going to discuss what is your right. It has to be right. If it's right, wouldn't you agree? So we have come to the point where I've discussed it before. And let me put it this way. I'll tell you what I have said in case you have missed it. About 15 years ago, Matt Drudge and I had a discussion on Fox about right and wrong, about Hitler. And I said roughly, it was more succinct when I was saying it, but I can just remember parts of it which are important. And I said to him that there's the right to be wrong is this way. The Germans think, the Nazis or Germans think, that emotion is how you see the greatness of the Führer. You have to be in an emotional state, and then you see him for what it is. So that is how Hitler rewards people who see him as he is. But the reason why they see him what he is, because the person that's looking up to the Hitler like that in emotional state has already been corrupted to need the pushover, the pusher. It's like this. The pusher is in charge of the pushover. And so if you are a pushover, you're addicted to the pusher. He rises to the occasion of your need. They love the hell in you. And I'm going to love the hell out of you tonight, if I can. All right, now here we go. So here's the number. And you see, I know I'll be waiting for a long time for anybody in that march who's listened to me. And if you are a man, stay away from this. But if you're a woman and you want to have your say and explain to me what's right about your wrongs, you must be in a certain emotional state. And I know how to play with your emotional state. I can make you better and see clearly, or I can make you worse and make you suffer. I am a professional hypnotist, and I will use it against you. And you won't know that I've done it, but you'll only feel the pain of it, and you will never get rid of it. But you can call me and see if you can get the best of me. Because only the Marxists understand how to cause you to become what you become. In the school, wherever. In universities, all the young people have been corrupted. And they're looking, they are part of looking for a tyrant to love them. A tyrant to them is glorious. They rise to the occasion of the need of the fools. So right becomes wrong, but they don't see themselves as wrong. As long as they have the Obama, or the kind of Obama, addiction, rising to love their wrong as right. See that? And that is, in that emotional state, a lot of people are lost. And in this discussion, maybe I can talk you out of what they've been talked into. But most of you, most of the people who are marching are living in hypnotic states. And you understand what a hypnotic state is what happens to you when you get angry, when you get intimidated, when you become degraded in any form. Then something of the person that degrades you displaces your relationship with God, and therefore you will see things backwards. You will see evil as good and good as evil, and you will be lost. And the only thing that you have left to enjoy your life is pleasure. Yes, the search is for pleasure, and the more pleasure you get, pleasure is a high, and every high is a new low. Yes, every lie, every high for the drug pusher, every high takes him further away from the pain of paradise lost. See? And here is the number. If you are one of those people that can discuss it with me, I'd be very happy to talk you out of it. Or tear you apart inside, if you don't mind me putting it that way. But you won't see any bad language from me. You'll just be talking to me, and you won't know what happened. That's all I'll tell you. Because you don't know what's happened to you now. You think right, the wrong is right, and you think that is your right. And so, how do I tear you away from that? Once you have fallen to it, you need reassurance, because it whatever reassures you makes you more wrong than you were before, and therefore the hunger increases, and so you do horrible things to get, and don't see anything wrong with what's wrong. For example, if you have a right to kill your baby and do what you want with them, then is it possible that pedophiles might have the right to molest little kids? After all, where do you stop about rights? Maybe you need an Al Capone to rise, and he wants his right to give as much drugs to people he wants, to lie and steal. You understand the people who do that actually glorify and are glorified for the darkest things that a person does. He goes to his pedophile creator, and he gets appreciated. Like if you were in a gang. And in order to join the gang, you have to kill somebody. And so you do. You want to be loved. You want to be in a family. You're angry with your parents, etc., etc. Whatever has brought this on to you is because you came into the culture. And the culture is not what you thought. And perhaps the culture was cruel to you. And so that, or you have a father or mother who is a fake Christian or whatever it is. And if that Christian is Christian, is that is religion, I want nothing of it. And therefore he wants to join a gang, and because he's so wrong, he needs to feel right about his wrong. And therefore he can be, how serious it could be, how bad it is, he has in pain. And so he needs to relieve the pain, and so he's willing then to do anything to relieve the pain. And so therefore he is capable of killing somebody just to belong to the cult or to the gang. And then everybody pats him on the back as if he did a good thing. And then it's all over. There's lots of ways of doing that. In Africa, there's hypnotic state. So let me make it more simple, and we'll go on to the 3 million mile walk, putting it that way. So what they do in Africa is the beasts of humanity, they come into the village, and they gather everybody up and take the little kids and put a pistol in their hands and says, shoot the chief in the village, or shoot your father, or I'll shoot you, or I'll cut your hand off, your arm. And this is a little kid, and the shock. So he doesn't know how to stop it, he wants to live. But when he does that, he is now in a hypnotic state and is rewarded, and therefore put a gun in his hand and train him, and you've got a murderer that thinks it's normal and cannot say no to kill somebody. Do you understand these things?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now we're going to come to some murderers here. Now, here we have 3 million people marching for their rights. So, according to what I've said, the question is, what is right? I want a person, don't have to give your name, but have the courage to deal with me, Roy Masters, 800-866-8883. Now, I'm not going to... Listen, it's important. Here I am, I've been on the radio for 56 years. This is the 56th year. And I know what it means to be lied and apparently demoralized. Every attempt to demoralize me was all through those years. 53, 54, 55, 56 years. And it's the media that kill the spirit of goodness. That's why the media has been perverted, corrupted. And where it begins, we won't go on to that, in the schools, in the universities. If I was a Marxist, I would become a professor. I would bring my credentials, and I would influence everybody in the school or the university, and teach psychology, but cause the kids that are attending psychoanalysis classes and things like that, and they won't realize they're being taught Marxism. And so that's a hypnotic state. There's just the pressure to listen, to understand, or accordingly, it's really not understanding, it's false understanding, but to take in what has been taught, and then you get your diploma. And what you've learned is you've actually become a hypnotic state, because you've given up your principles. And perhaps in the beginning you could say, what's the matter with this? There's something wrong with it. And this teacher will say, you do it or you're out of here. And if you're weak enough, foolish enough, you will fall into that trap and become a psychologist who does not understand how to cure anything but only to make you worse. And then you become a politician, etc., etc., because you're beginning to, you don't realize, you think you're an American, but you really not. You're a Marxist that thinks he's American and thinks all the thoughts he has, all the education he has, is American, and it isn't. All right, let me just take a call. All right, before I got a call, but I just want to say quickly, my subject matter, I'd like to come to the back. We're going to have 2 hours tonight if the subject is kept up and you missed the opportunity. I'll give you the opportunity to call on this subject. 3 million people, women, march for their rights. So the question is, what is right? That's what I'm saying, in case you missed it. And what does it mean when they say, I'm under attack? Or, yes, good people, when people are demoralized and a virtuous person stands next to them, they feel uncomfortable, they feel under attack. They do. And are you married to one of these marching man-eaters? Let me help you survive. Let's discuss it. And it's 800-866-8883. All right. Now, one more thing. The marching witches are terrified of righteous men. Their perverse existence depends upon hating and seducing weak men and literally eating male children. Literally eating, destroying male children. They have the right. See, therefore, you've got to be very careful about what we're talking. And the witches hate Trump because he's a noble man. And because of his nobility, people are terrified. That it terrifies the perverts and the degenerates. Virtue is your protection. That is what I'm going to teach you tonight. Come back to virtue. And do not be manipulated and corrupted. Don't hold on to that at all. All right, now we're going to go to our calls. All right, hey, 800-866-8883, Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Thank you. Who is this person, first, David? What's his first name? Oh, Richard. Hello, Richard.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. Yeah, I was just calling. I had a couple altercations over the weekend that... I got angry at one of my cousins was the first one, and we got into a little bit of a political debate, and anyways, I ended up getting angry at him, and for some reason, I tried watching the anger, and it go away, but then it, instantly come right back, and it was
I know, listen, the whole idea of perverts is to pervert you. And that is to corrupt you, is to upset you. The whole purpose is to make you look like the bad guy. And they are the good guys. You're the bad ones because you see them for what they are. And so you need to understand that you have something they don't have. But the point is that you have it disturbs them very much. And they get a great pleasure in making you one of them. You're in the process of being made one of them. And of course it will kill you because you will be so angst, you will be so broken and struggling to overcome it. The more you struggle to overcome it, the worse it becomes. Until you give in to it and say, to hell with it, I'll kill myself or I become one of those. That's the only choice you got. Now this is very serious. And so the way I hope you listen to the way I opened the program. I warned the people that are perverted, that I'll be very pleasant and kind and thoughtful, But because I understand the game, and they don't, I can take the place of the dark side and do what I want with them. I have to tell you this, and I won't hold it back. When I first met my wife, she was a pretty girl, and I was traveling, and it was in the restaurant where in the hotel. And, you know, I made the usual approach, and we sat in the car. And she says, "I have a headache." And I said, "Let me help you with it." And so I touched her head, and she says, "Oh, I'm so much better. How did you do that?" I said, "Let me tell you something else. I know the name of your father, your mother, and everything about your family." She says, "How do you know that?" I said, "I put you in a hypnotic state. Didn't you know that?" "No, she didn't." In other words, she didn't know that I did it to her. And that is a hypnotic state. You could be corrupted and not know how you got this way, but it seems like it's always, and that's the way you should be. And you think when you speak, it's you speaking. No, it's the corruptor. It's the whole of the corruptor. The story of your life is in the hands of the corruptor, and you cannot stop. And if you struggle to save yourself, the struggle is like fighting a real person and getting angry with yourself. And the anger with the angry that part of you loves you to be angry at it. In other words, it's fighting. You're giving yourself by being angry with yourself, which is not yourself. It's the spirit of Paradise Lost. And that is the key. Psychiatry and psychology knows nothing of this. They can't cure anybody. All they do is make you dependent on them and their drugs. And 150 different psychological problems which don't exist is only one. Actually two. One, you're an appeaser. Two, you're a bully. That controls appeasers. That's what a country is made of. Bullies and a whole bunch of cowards. And a leader that loves them, loves the wickedness that he's created in them. And oh, they're hungry for that love. And so, my dear friend, may I suggest that you understand that the next time you meet a person, or don't discuss your opinions right now until you have cleared your mind and realize that that you're dealing with evil. And the person that is crazy and evil himself doesn't see he's evil. He sees your innocence as evil. See that?
And threatening him. I've kind of been waking up to that, and I noticed that it wasn't really him that I was mad at, that it was, you know, where he was coming from. It was like that.
That's right.
You know, it was, like you say, it's something inside of him that I didn't like, but it was more than I didn't like it. I was angry at it, you know.
You're a decent person. I can hear you. You're a God-loving person. But God-loving or not, if you get angry, that anger separates you from God, and you become imprinted with the person that upsets you. The word upset means turn around the other way. So you cannot serve two masters. You can only serve the one you respond to. If you respond to the world around you, that person, then he owns you. And then what follows you is God, the Jesus God, in a sense. He follows you all the way to the grave, and it's called anxiety. And that's what anxiety is. It looks like it's punishing you. It looks like it's evil. It's the evil inside you that makes you angry with the anxiety, and makes you take drugs. And then the drug pushers come along, legal or illegal, and help you to get worse. We're talking to Richard, and we'll come back to him in just a minute. He needs to have a say. But I need to have a say too. And I was listening to one of my programs 30, 40 years ago, and it was much smoother. I apologize for my gruffness, but I'm old, but I'm still there. I understand more now than I ever did before. And all the fancy words disappear and the little words appear, and it's enabled me to, it's the little things that confound the mighty. The little things I'm talking about, like anger, irritation, annoyance, getting your feelings hurt, etc., etc., or being seduced, thinking that a person is a good person who loves you. But the point is, if you'd have a person who loves you like that, it's like making him God, and so the person that loves you involves you with them. Means if you want to be, if you want love, you want release of your anxiety, your friend will make you feel better than you deserve, and in a sense, you have a relationship. And I can't remember the kind of relationship is the name to it. I just lost the words for it. And so, I almost had it. Okay, back in a minute. But now, listen carefully. This program costs money to keep on the air. And we appreciate your appreciation in the form of money so I can stay on the air and help others that might come across my program one day, as long as it takes. I'd like to be the reaper and the sower, but it looks like I can be only the sower, not the reaper. But I asked my God, can I see what is going to happen to this world? Because I'm going to tell you something that's going to be very startling. If you stay to this, tune to the station for the next week or so, I shall tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to say it to you right now. The whole world must have what I have. The whole world must see it. And I'm going to do something about that as my last thing. See? I may go to 100, you see. But the thing is, it has to grow and grow. And it never could happen until the kind of the magic of our networks. What's not networks? Because not just, yes, my network, but I can't find the word for it. What's the place I have? Facebook, yes. Facebook is something remarkable. And of course, Twitter, which I'm using, I'm getting used to it. These two and others can reach the whole world, and I have something to share with the whole world, and I'm going to make sure the whole world gets it free. But I'm working on it so it's free, and you pay nothing. If you want to give a donation, but it's not right now, but I will be doing that. I'm announcing it because I don't know what day it is that I be taken away. So bear with me. I want to do this.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And then we take another person. We have another person on in just a minute, but I want to finish with Richard. Richard, do you understand the beauty of what I'm saying? I want you to watch out for the next thought. And the next thought will rise up because you got upset and it imprinted itself into it, and it go round and round and round again, and the more you get upset with it, the worse it gets. The worse it gets up, the more you get upset with it until you give in to it. You give in and you look for approval. You look for drugs, alcohol. You never know what it is. But you're always looking down into the dark side of force and all the wicked people rise to the occasion and love you the way you are. You know,
well,
you could
climbing out of that hole.
Yeah.
I actually stopped drinking and smoking not that long ago. So.
Yes, but the point is, you need to. I understand that's good, but it doesn't take. Listen carefully. It does not take any energy to overcome your problem. You cannot save yourself, and nor should you look for others to love you or to, in other words, to save you from yourself. In other words, you need to be still and be quiet and let the memory of that moment rise to the occasion of your need and look at it with a light that's already there. If you get upset, you don't see the light. You react. And if you don't see, I don't know which comes first, the chicken or the egg, but what I'm trying to say, be still, watch for the next thought. And if it's a crazy thought, if it's a memory, just watch it. And don't go after it, don't get upset by it. And if it comes again, just watch it. And watch it. It doesn't like to be watched. And pretty soon you realize there's something inside you. And it will start to feel afraid because you're recognizing that there's something inside you that's acting through you, making you think it's you that's saying and doing all these things when it is acting through you, doing, making you do it as if it was your own idea. You're playing with dark sides. And the 3 million people. Women who want to kill their babies before they're born. They all have all been perverted. In my time, when I came to America, the women were beautiful. The people were beautiful. And of course, you had some kind of problems on each side, the left and the right. I get it. But all in all, America was a very noble place to be. I said to myself, what a beautiful place. And so it's not anymore. It's divided because the parasites and the Marxists have got into the school system, etc., etc., etc. And so that is why you have the right to be wrong. And that's why you were emotionalized in order to see it that way. Because after a while, once you start to get to be broken, you need to look for someone to love you the way you are. And damned if you get it because you become an appeaser. See? Or damned if you as an appeaser, you might become a bully. Because you feel like there's something wrong with giving in. So the only way that you can do is vent your hostility on somebody else. And so that you become the bully and you have them as a victim. Doing what you want, giving you the feeling, and the feeling is, I love to see him fall lower and lower. See, there's a certain pleasure in degrading the goodness in another person, like you lost it to the other person. So you've got to be very careful, there's no effort. As long as there's longing in your heart, so be it. It will come to you effortlessly. Remember the word, effortless. Now, okay, remember that. And the 7-minute meditation, which is free to everybody, it helps you to do just that. Remember, do not try to save yourself. Just look at your eyelids as I explained to you. I'm not going to go into it right now. But just watch. Do follow the instructions. Follow the yellow brick road, so to speak. And don't try to struggle. Don't watch your stress, just watch it. And if you want a drink and you see yourself reaching for the drink, you say, why am I doing that? Watch it. And it goes away. You drop it. You drop the thoughts. And it's the fact that you don't. The problem you have is keeping the cycle, the endless loop of thoughts alive. And yeah. Turning it and it becomes so much so energized, you become it.
I noticed before when I stopped drinking that I used to get scared when I had the urge would come up because I was afraid I was going to go back to it, and I noticed that that was keeping that thought process alive.
Yes, that's right. Well, I think you'll be fine. Listen, everybody makes the mistakes, and thank God I'm here for you to show you this little thing, and as well as millions of other people who listen to me. So mm-hmm. the fact that you brought it up means it's the same for everybody. And call me again, will you, Richard?
Yeah.
I will. And don't as many times as you want until we get it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Take another call. Nice calling. Nice talking to you. All right. And so now we're going to go to who else? Hello, Bob in Alabama, with a banjo on my knee. My wife is from Alabama.
All right. Okay. Well, Roy, I've got a problem with nicotine addiction.
Oh, that's a very easy one. It is yeah. It's very simple. But it's all based upon your emotions, just like did you hear me speaking to Richard just now?
Yeah, but I didn't really understand it very well. I'm kind of dense, you know.
As long as you have upset in your body, as long as you're annoyed or irritated, and even though you show a good face, the irritation pulls you away from the purpose for which you're created, and is attracted by the fulfillment of what rose to upset you in the first place, and imprinted itself inside you, so it needed the energy, the stress energy you need to function. You see, the stress energy is different from virtuous energy. Virtuous energy neutralizes the stress energy that you are running on. You're becoming upset about something. And when you, the reason why you smoke a cigarette is because it gives you a sense of being calm. It's really poison, but it gives you a sense of being calm when you go to the into the room with the boss. And
I go crazy.
Well,
I really do, for real.
But have you been using the meditation, the 7-minute meditation?
I've tried to meditate. I first tried the meditation back in 1982. It might not be appropriate for this program, but I had an experience that scared me. I lost control when I tried to meditate. It happened a couple of times. Then I was literally unable to be still. Then after I was decidedly wrong, I couldn't get anything to happen.
You slurred your words there, so I missed the words. Be nice.
I'm having a problem.
Yes. And I just didn't hear that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the phone's cut out, but I started smoking after I tried the meditation. It seemed to calm my nerves a little.
Yes, but it's not meant to do that. It is not meant for you to do anything except close. Listen, let me just run through it just simply, and I ask you not to use any effort. The minute you use effort, you take the place of God. I can take care of it now. No, you can't. I feel better now. I think I can take care of that now. No, you serve one. There's only two forces: evil and good. And evil is all around you, hating good, and feeling offended by your presence. That's where it is everywhere. And
there's evil within me too, and that ain't good.
How old are you?
I'm 56. I first tried meditation when I was 22, and I had that experience. Yeah. I've been chain smoking almost the whole time.
Well, I have to say this. The only reason why you haven't advanced is because you are trying to fix it for yourself. You're using for your own energy to function, and the only energy you've got is resentment, being upset. And then when you get upset, you feel more powerful. You feel like you can do this, and you do it, and it's worse. And the more you trust struggle, the more the dark side in you builds its image. See, there's two. You understand you have a self within a self. And every time you react to something evil and struggle with it and lose, you're beginning to be shaped and prepared for your death in a very dark way. I'm warning people not to glorify pleasures, excitements and drugs, and whatever it is, sex, playing with sex as if it was salvation, and all kinds of pleasures. The Bible makes it a very simple term of it. It says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added to you. In other words, put aside whatever you want in life, and understand you cannot achieve it, and damned if you do, and damned if you don't. There's no way you're going to achieve your happiness, or your money, or whatever it is, the good wife you want. It doesn't matter. Everything will go wrong. And pretty soon you'll end up doing the right, doing subject to evil, because evil will love you as you are. That's what Obama did. He demoralized many, many people, and he rose out of hell, so to speak, and to love the worst in people who loved him.
I'd like to give up smoking and everything else and get into a right relationship with God, but I just can't. I wish the meditation worked so I could do that. That's
no, 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 you can't do that. Listen, the cigarette is only that which gives you a sense of worth. Now, if you decide to stop smoking, you could stop for a little while, can you not? I'm sure you can stop for a day or the hour. Maybe you take one every 5 minutes. At least you can keep it and not smoke for 10 minutes. Whatever the amount of time you have, if you have a good heart and you know, realize of yourself you do nothing, then in that moment of keeping the drug at bay, but not without struggle, just look at the anxiety. Just look at the anxiety and see the thing that's pulling on you. Then you, in a sense, you will begin to see that the forces of darkness are owning you. So when you have, I said just now, we did, because I already forgot what I said. But the point is, while you are, I can remember buying a bottle of wine. Then I said to myself, why am I doing this? Because I'm not really a drinker, but I just bought it. And the minute I saw myself doing it, I put it back. Because there must have been a little problem in me that wanted that, but I saw, why am I doing that? That was enough. I put it back, and therefore, because the very first thing you give into, it could be anything. It could be just what I said, or a cigarette. What is you're looking for is what. Equivalent to what, hopefully, the equivalent, it gives you the equivalent of what you've lost. And so that's why you smoke, you drink, you drug, because it gives you what apparently is the equivalent of salvation. And it is damnation. That's all. And so just step back and look at the cigarette. Look, can you take a cigarette out right now? You have one?
No, because I don't have any. I'm about to go nuts. I don't have any right now.
Well, you don't have any cigarettes on you?
No, and I'm real nervous and anxious because of it.
I tell you what. Tomorrow, if I'm here on this earth, I will talk to you again. Bring a cigarette with you, and I'll show you what I mean. And if you do it, if you listen to me carefully and follow it, which I will give you the purity of what you should follow, And you just listen to me and see where I'm coming from. You'll be going there. It's simple. I'm not
okay,
sure.
Thanks, Roy. Have a good evening.
Thank you very much, my friend. Okay. All right. Anybody else, David? I can hear him on the other side still. Okay. All right, then. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have been on the radio 56 years. This is my 56 years. And I don't remember anybody trying to make a fool of me.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Did I not hear myself saying, you die trying over these years? Do you know that is really true? You see, what you need is what I have to share with you. So when you're listening to me, you're not really listening to me. You're listening to what is in me, and also recognized by what is in you about me. I'm not the ordinary man, and you're not the ordinary woman or man, because you can recognize it and appreciate it, and it feels like a breath of fresh air. Tell me if that's true. Pick up the phone and call 800-866-8883. Okay? You know what time, 6 o'clock in the evening till 8 p.m. West Coast time. And so, hands up, if you don't mind. Hands up are those of you who feel relieved from listening to what I'm saying, because you never saw it that way before, but now you do. And it takes one to know one. Of course, it's the evil one does the same thing, but you understand what I mean. Because the evil person has a different God. See? And it's very much the same. He loves you. And you need his love. And the love only makes you worse. And you become a codependent. That is the word I was looking for before. Codependent. It's a hate-love relationship. The more you hate him, the more you feel guilty. The more you feel guilty, the more you want love from the person. Because you feel that anger is not good. Therefore, you have to love this person, even though he's evil. As if you're loving him and doing for him what he wants. Is what love is, but you can't stop. You're really a slave, but you can't admit to being a slave. That's why you stay in the cult or in the gang. Until you wake up. And the whole idea is waking up is to stop and look. And we have a meditation, which is the first free thing I'm going to give. And eventually I'm going to give everything away. Eventually. But I have to do it right. My purpose is that. So every person on earth needs what I have, and I don't want anybody to pay for it. I want them to, when I'm ready to share this with you, it will have all the legal ramifications to make sure it's mine. See, so and it is already now. But if I let it go, somebody else will take it and mess it around. It has to be stamped in a special way, and that way. It will spread and spread, and eventually there'll be a war that will end all wars. We start here because these witches are and sons of witches, yes, the hatred of men, the hatred of children, the pleasure you get from taking their energy, their life from them. That's what ISIS does. So Let's see. So I come back to my story, and there isn't enough time, because nobody's called me when I said something like, my body is my body. Let me see. And the question is, there's 3 million people marching for the rights. So the question is, what is right? And no one ever called me, and is scared. You'd think, I knew from the very beginning nobody will call because they're afraid of me. And I'm just a little old winemaker, me. I'm almost 89. I can't hurt you, or can I? What's in me can hurt you, and what's in me can help you. And I have both of those. If you want to play with me, just hate me. That's all. And then you hate is something good. That's not me. I'm not good. Otherwise, I'd be God. No, I love him. And so that what comes through me is what you like. But I'm not the one that's speaking. I'm just expressing. So he gives me what to say, when to say it, how to say it, have the courage to say it, and see how it affects you. If you are angry at me and you want to try to take this program off the air, a terrible thing will happen to you, and you won't be able to stop it. Now, that is counter-suggestion, meaning you're going to be paid. You'll be paid. You'll have to pay for what you do wrong. It hasn't hurt me yet. It's hurt. There's a stream of lots of people lying around, thousands and thousands and thousands of them, hating me and then self-destructing. That is the key. I want all of you to find the truth that sets you free, and then you experience persecution. That's when you experience persecution, attacks. And these attacks are going to be good for you. Because if you stay calm, the more it upsets the person, because he cannot exist if you're calm and still belong to God no matter what. In other words, what you have, what you will be having and not realizing, is what's called love. And love does not judge. It does not hate. You don't know really when the wicked person is really not really wicked. See, he is the extension of his parents and the parents' parents. And he may say to himself one day, why am I being angry with Roy Masters? He didn't say anything wrong. And suddenly, he becomes a better person. But if he holds a grudge to me, it will kill you. In many different ways, I don't have to do a thing. Revenge is mine, saith the Lord. Support my program. Thank you very much. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Now, well, I said don't react to the people, and I'll teach you not to react to them, and that is a counteraction, where they get upset from trying to upset you when they cannot. Then you win, and the war is won. If it spreads to the world as much as possible, you'll have the evil and the good, and the good will win. And they win by not losing their cool. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Okay? And call my office, 800-877-3227, and give a donation if you would. Pay it forward. And we'll get to giving it free to everybody on earth one day. Soon. Okay? God bless you.